My name is Matt Schaller. I'm a truck driver at Hunt Farms in Davison, Michigan. I've been here for close to 15 years now.
This week, Matt, you're part of some of the relief efforts as far as Texas and Oklahoma wildfires and making enough feed available for livestock in affected areas. Can you share a little bit more about how you got involved and what's happening at this point?
I kind of got involved earlier last week when we read the story about the a couple that lost their lives down in Texas. And a good friend of mine offered to donate his truck to get some hay down there, but he didn't really have any hay contacts. So I called some friends I know, and before you know it, we had put together somewhere in the neighborhood of 6-7 loads of round bales to head down to Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas.
There are efforts for across other states that are really working and alleviating some of the cattle in affected areas. Are you getting coordinated with any of that as well?
We've been in touch with J.R. Sprague down in Lipscomb, Texas, and he's with the Texas A&M Ag Extension Office. He's kind of been our go-to guy for getting down there, as well as Ashland Seed and Feed out of Ashland, Kansas.
Will the deliveries from Michigan be going to a specific place?
Not as of now. We've got some people to get in contact with here as Friday approaches. Friday morning is when we're planning on leaving to head down. And they said that they're getting a lot of donations, but it all needs to be divvied up between a lot of the ranches. So as the day gets closer, he'll have a better idea on where exactly we're going to.
As far as some of these efforts, it's still a week to coordinate plans. What can others in the community do as well to help out, or what else are you telling people to get involved?
We've really got about as much hay as we can handle right now. The biggest thing was getting trucks to go down there because it's such a huge commitment to run a truck from Michigan down to Texas. So I've been putting my personal number out there. People can get a hold of me at 810-614-0968. We'd be more than happy to take any kind of donations people are willing to send over for fuel. And I do know that they're also looking for lots of fencing. T-posts, cattle fence, anything like that. We can also get on the flatbeds that we're taking down.
Reading about a farm in Texas, how does that impact you here in Michigan, or what really made you want to be part?
I think all of us farmers are such a tight-knit bunch of guys, guys and gals. it's just something that you want to do for your neighbor, and I know that when you have the ability to help somebody, I've always been taught that you want to do that because you never know when you're going to be the one in need of help.
And Matt, anything else, details people might want to know about?
We did set up a GoFundMe page if it's easier for people to jump on that on the internet. It's GoFundMe/Trucking for Texas. And we'll take anything. If you got an extra $5 bill you want to throw at our cause, it's absolutely putting right towards the fuel for all of these semis to get down there.
And one more time again, what are the plans as far as leaving the state and coordinating the effort with arrival?
Okay, we're going to be leaving Friday morning, and we're going to push pretty hard to get down there for Saturday. And we've got, right now we've got 7 trucks all headed down to Lipscomb, Texas. And I believe we're going to send a couple off over to Ashland, Kansas.
Matt, as far as coordinating this effort, are there other people involved or others, if anybody wants to reach out to you, are also involved with this effort?
Absolutely. Macy Cole over at Cole Riverview Farms in Bancroft, Michigan has been a big help. They've been taking in a lot of the donations, kind of a collection point for the trucks to load at Thursday evening. And Rodney Gordon at Gordon Farms in Croswell, Michigan, up in the Thumb, he's been a huge help in getting the trucks together and rounding up a lot of hay up that way. Besides what we're doing here in eastern Michigan, there's a gentleman by the name of Jake Gore. He's relatively easy to find on the internet there, and I know he's putting together hay, and they're really looking for trucks. They've got 4 or 5 loads of hay right now that they can get down there. They just need to find the trucks that would be willing to move it. Everything is really coming together nicely. The folks of Michigan and all the neighboring farmers here have been such a huge help, and we've actually had to put kind of a hold on the hay coming in because we've gotten so much, and it's just really been a humbling experience for myself and everybody involved.